Our story begins in Matt's room at the Algonquin. Matt is talking with Blake while Mandy hides in the bedroom.
Blake, what is it? What's wrong?
Matt, it's my heart. Call 911.
Oh, my God.
Just call.
Hello? Hi, I'm at the Algonquin. I need an ambulance. A man is having a heart attack here.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Everything is going to be all right. An ambulance is on its way.
Matt, I love you.
I love you too.
Everett, I couldn't stay in that bedroom one second longer. What the hell is going on out here?
Oh, shit. Mandy.
At the 66th Precinct, Stacy and Rosalind are talking outside the interrogation room.
Mom, what did they say? Why is Daddy in jail?
Princess, I'm going to be honest with you. Your father has been accused of making a favorable judgment for one of the members of the mob the police have been trying to bring to justice for years now.
I don't understand.
Have you ever heard the name Frank Tomatano?
No.
Well, he's the head of a mob family in the Bronx that went on trial last year, and your father served as judge. They found evidence indicating Richard was paid off by the Tomatano family to make a favorable ruling at his arraignment, which let him go off scot-free.
What? That can't be true.
They also have evidence that links your father with the mob in other cases as well.
What are you saying? That he's guilty?
I don't know, Princess. When I get to talk to him, I'll find out more. But his bail is being set very high. The DA means business.
Oh, if this makes it to the news, everyone that goes to Windsor will find out.
That's why I had to tell you, Stacy. I'm afraid this is going to be front page news tomorrow morning.
At Alexandra's apartment, Zach has just arrived to talk to Adriana.
What do you want, Zach?
Adriana, we need to talk about Zoe. I know that you went out of your way to find out information about Stacy, and I know why.
So, you can read my mind now?
No, it's just pretty obvious. You think you can forge some type of relationship with Zoe by helping with the one thing she wants more than anything right now, proving that Stacy is my granddaughter.
And what if I do? Is that such a bad thing? I wouldn't exactly put it on the same scale as lying to her for 30 years, but then I guess I'm not held to the same standards as everyone else.
I asked you to give her some space. And what do? You turn right around and do the complete opposite.
In case you haven't noticed, Zach, I don't answer to you. And now that Zoe's graduation has come and gone, what are you still doing in New York anyhow? Go back to Greenville, Alabama, where you belong.
I'm not going anywhere, Adriana. I'm not going to leave my daughter here to deal with you on her own. I'm not going to walk away from my granddaughter until I know more about her circumstances.
So, you think it's true? The Stacy girl is your grandchild.
I met her the other day by the Westside Hospital. She looks like my daughter, Zelda. Maybe I'm seeing things that aren't really there, but I don't think so.
What if she is? Are you going to tell her?
Zoe would rock right up to her and tell her if she could, but I'm trying to keep her from blowing this girl's world apart until we know more.
Sounds exactly like what I would do. What I did do, as a matter of fact.
She definitely has a stubborn streak in her.
She's part Joan, Zach. As much as you want to deny the fact and pretend it isn't true, Zoe is part Jones, in blood and in personality.
God help me.
At her apartment, Hannah is talking with Connie on the phone.
Can you believe the nerve of that man?
Yes, Michael Hunt is a selfish pig. What else should we expect?
I don't want him anywhere near Glenn, Hannah.
Well, what can he do? He doesn't have any legal claims to him. Michael might end up breaking his heart, but at least he would know what a no-good loser he has for a father.
No. He's better off not knowing his father at all.
Hey, there's someone at the door. I'll call you later.
Thanks for listening.
Anytime. Love you, sis. Todd, I was wondering if you were going to call or stop by. Where have you been?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.